Going deeper.
I've got some advice this week from Tim Costello. Yes, that Costello. His brother's Peter, the politician, but Tim is the CEO of World Vision Australia and a renowned social campaigner for justice. What his advice is about is where to start. You know that feeling when you begin to look at all the problems in the world and just feel overwhelmed. Because not only are tens of thousands of children dying every day from not having enough food or clean water, but millions of people are being trafficked into slavery. And domestic violence is a leading cause of death in Australian women. Can you believe it? And children are being exposed to sexualisation and abuse, and coffee growers are not being paid fairly. And it goes on and on. Sometimes it all seems too huge. The only thing we know how to do is stick our heads firmly in the sand. Because where could we possibly start? Some people feel a really clear calling to a particular cause or issue, and that's great. Some have contacts and resources that make them a natural fit for a certain organisation. Wonderful. But what about everyone else? Who looks at the big mess and wonders what on earth they can do, where they could possibly even start to make a difference? Enter Tim Costello. He has some very simple advice that I came across in an interview he did with Open House. Tim says he tells people to pick three issues. One that's global, like beating malaria or AIDS, or focusing on a particular nation. Study about it, pray about it, and get informed. Maybe even visit. Then he says to pick a national issue. He offers a few ideas, Indigenous issues or asylum seekers. You can get informed, write letters, volunteer, the options are just about endless. Then pick a local issue. Can you mentor kids in schools or tackle youth homelessness? Maybe plant trees or deliver meals to the isolated? The reality is we can't do everything, but it's a tragedy not to do something. The Bible gives us a simple outline of what walking with God actually means. Love God and love our neighbours as ourselves. Can that include our neighbours globally, nationally and locally? I hope Tim Costello's advice to get involved and informed about one issue in each of these realms can help you have love in action in your life, without getting overwhelmed and burnt out along the way. I'm Lauren Martin of the Salvation Army.